So pinky swearing, what about it, huh? That's not really a thing, though, right? It's some people say that it presumably started in Japan, something called yubikiri. Want to know what yubikiri means? It means finger cut off. Oh, joy. Oh, joy. So there we are as kids. Oh, I betcha. I promise to keep my promise. And in Japan, they would say, finger cut off, 10,000 fist punching, whoever lies has to swallow 1,000 needles. That's as the saying goes. So cross my heart, hope to die, a little bit more serious than the Japanese culture. But when kids are talking to each other, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's funny until suddenly you're actually being treated for macular degeneration. You go, oh my goodness, it's actually a thing. Right? But with little kids, they're not actually facing trouble. The biggest trouble is, will I keep my promise? Right? And if the kid doesn't keep promises, it's an issue, isn't it? It's an issue. So, pinky. Swearing, an informal way of sealing a promise. In the United States, the pinky swear has existed since 1860 when it was recorded in the Dictionary of Americanisms. So what? They're over there. We're over here. That's nice, though. Pinky, pinky, bow, bell, whoever tells a lie will sink down to the bad place and never rise up again. Doesn't even rhyme. Who needed that in the sermon? But I just want to say that there's things that people go through, and we remember it even from our childhood about people keeping their promises, don't they? We've been working through Acts chapter 21 in a Bible. So if you had a Bible, or if you grab one at the end of the row, you just kind of grab it. It's in the back corner of the Bible. If you go to like the last quarter inch and you're looking for Acts chapter 21 in a pew Bible, you're going to find that on page 1121. And so in Acts 21, there's Paul, and he's gone to Jerusalem. He's traveling all over in Paul's third missionary journey, and he's just left what is called Asia Minor, right? So Turkey, and then over into Syria, and now he's come south, and he's come to Jerusalem. And so Acts chapter 21, verse 17 says, when we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he, by the way, do you see there, James and the elders of the church in Jerusalem, okay? After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry, and when they heard it, they glorified God. So how many people were resisting applauding Fiona because she told us good news about the front, but we're kind of like, we don't want to trump up people in the front of God's church. We've come to worship God. Glad that you're here, person. But you know what? What she's doing is reaching people through SU. The group has grown from about, I don't know, 15 kids to 30-something kids. We've had to have two groups. Right? It just keeps growing as people are coming. It's the work of the cult worker through SU. It's the stuff that Fiona's doing in youth development. But her specific gifts brought to bear on the challenge of what was going on in Alva Academy are why we now have two groups. And so it's really good. And I praise God. I'm grateful for you, for what you bring to the church that makes it work. And here's Paul reporting back to the church, right? Saying, let me tell you about what happens in Jesus and pizza. Boy, you know, that Zoe Fraser, she sees things coming. She's got the kids wrangled already for summer. She's got them asking questions about how much money should we start saving so we can go to camp when summer comes. And then you say, praise God, glorify God. What good news that children are going to come nearer to an experience away from home and hear about God. That's not what it says in the Bible, but is that what's happening in our lives? Is that different than what Paul did? We have a youth worker who's doing good work. Is that good news? Or do you have to go to Syria and come back? If you come back from Turkey and tell me what you did, then I will praise God. That's not real, is it? That's not the thing. Paul comes back and they hear what Paul did. Yahoo! Cammie Kelsey is making a difference. There's a group now meeting at Redwell Primary School. Excellent. There's another group meeting at that primary school. Do you know, in Talibadi, they've handed it off to the minister who's got a team up and running and they're willing to do it. And then here's stuff that's going on in Tillicoochee Primary, where Fiona's involved and where Pete Foster is involved and Christina Rolo. Who are these people? They're people doing good work. This guy, Paul, comes back and says, guess what? Stuff's happening. And he told them and they said, wow, God is good. The stuff in the Bible is like, I spoke, you know, people were healed, you know, dead people are being raised. It's a bit more like, hoo-ah, put that in the Bible. Our stuff is kind of like, well, congratulations, nobody was lost on our outings, and we did get all the permission slips in. And you kind of like, oh, praise God, you know, but that stuff matters.